Insurgents in Iraq have been taking hostages in an attempt to disrupt reconstruction efforts, and to a degree, it's working. Today, the State Department tried to counter this by saying the U.S. and its allies do not make concessions to hostage takers. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
State Department spokesman Richard Boucher issued a statement today stressing that the U.S. won't give in to terrorists. He said other countries that support U.S. efforts in Iraq will be making similar statements in the coming days.
We all felt it was important to get out and state clearly what our policy is, particularly on making no concessions to terrorists or hostage takers, because that is one of the ways we can discourage the practice by making it clear to the people who are taking hostages that they're not going to gain anything by doing so.
But the hostage takers do seem to be gaining some ground. Several companies have already halted work after their employees were taken hostage. Russian technicians working on Baghdad's electrical grid left back in April when the hostage takings began. Just this week, a Turkish trucking association stopped delivering supplies to American troops to spare two Turkish hostages. Larry Diamond, a former advisor to U.S. authorities in Baghdad, says truckers, often from poor nations, should not be left alone on the dangerous roads of Iraq.
The answer is a strong resolve, but also a strong defense, so that these terrorists cannot simply pick off an unarmed truck driver here or there and be able to drive out a significant part of what is needed to rebuild the country.
Diamond, now a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University, says this poses a dilemma for U.S. military planners who want a less visible role for American troops. Diamond argues that until Iraqi security forces can take the lead, the U.S. needs to do more to protect companies trying to rebuild Iraq.
The combination of the kidnappings, the killings, and the bombings, all the different forms of terrorist violence and insurgency have had a dramatically depressing effect on the reconstruction of the country.
And on the so-called Coalition of the Willing, nations with troops in Iraq. The Philippines pulled out its small contingent early to win the release of a captured truck driver. Ukraine is considering scaling back. Spain, Honduras, the Dominican Republic, and Nicaragua have already left. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.